For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is asking lawmakers to approve legislation that would allow judges to decide whether a child between the ages of 12 and 18 should be tried as an adult for unlawful use of weapons and armed criminal action. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that this comes 2 years after legislators passed a measure that raised the age to be tried as an adult from 17 to 18 years old. Parson is asking the General Assembly to approve the legislation in a special session. Jeanette Mott Oxford, Executive Director of Social Justice Organization Empower Missouri, says juveniles do not belong in adult courts or prisons. There's no question that Medicaid expansion would provide more health care to adults, but there is heated debate about whether the state can afford it. The Columbia, Missourian reports advocates are predicting socioeconomic benefits based on what other states experienced after expanding. Others aren't sold on expansion. Some lawmakers and others are concerned that even covering 10% of the costs for new enrollees will strain the state's budget. Currently, Missouri's Medicaid program is funded by the federal government at 65%, with the other 35% coming from the state's general revenue. That could change Tuesday if Missourians choose to expand the state's Medicaid, which appears on the ballot as Amendment 2. Aiming to close the coverage gap, expansion would extend coverage to all Missourians earning less than $18,000. Any new enrollees under expansion would be covered by the federal government by 90%, with the state picking up the rest. The number of people in Boone County who have filled out and returned the 2020 census is lagging behind the 2010 response rate. Boone County officials reported Tuesday what the census calls a self-response rate of 65.4%. In Missouri, for each person not counted, the state will lose an estimated $1,300 in federal funding per year. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.